Yesterday, I was in the studio with a brand new friend doing an interview, and I was asked by the interviewer as to what my take was on this coronavirus. My first response was that this is the government, as long as I can remember, that has kept the people in some sort of continued state of emergency and or crisis. Since I've been alive, we had Vietnam in the 1960s, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s, AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s, the war in Panama, the Gulf War, the Somalia Civil War, the Bosnian War, illegal drug wars and the such. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War. Remember Y2K was going to destroy everything? Then in 2001, it was the anthrax virus that was going to kill us. 2002 came around, and then it was the West Nile virus that was going to kill us all. In 2003, it was the SARS virus that was going to kill us. 2005, the bird flu is going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, the financial collapse is going to destroy us. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. And in 2013, North Korea was going to be the cause of World War III. And then comes 2014, the Ebola virus. Remember, that was going to kill us all. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us. And now in 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us. Enough already. I then went on to say that I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here, although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities. Often you can detect who may be the author of the crisis by who plays the problem solver and who it is that profits from the crisis. And of course, that is if you're paying attention to what is happening day after day of the American people being barraged with propaganda by, again, the mainstream media that has a long history of not knowing how to tell the truth. Well, I gotta say this, friends, one quickly learns to question what it is he or she is being told by the powers that are tolerated. What do we see? We see the president assembling a coronavirus task force, military on the streets, governors shutting down interstates, restaurants, and stores, while mayors are shutting down gun and ammo sales? They're talking of vaccination testing in America while other countries are being mandated to vaccinate. CDC recommends 50 people or more not to congregate over the next few weeks. Churches are being shut down and travel restrictions are taking place. Folks, it's one thing after another. One must ask themselves, what is the pill in all of this jam anyways? I have to say that over the last couple of weeks, this whole coronavirus went from very little interest in the mainstream media to taking precedent over all other headlines, even worldwide. Oh, how the mainstream media's useful idiots are being used to induce the pandemonium, frantic, and fear and hysteria. And behind all of this is the corralling of people into more government control. Yet what is happening behind the coronavirus crisis to which many are not paying attention? Government fails at COVID-19 test distribution, but has $1.5 trillion for Wall Street. The coronavirus hoax, overhyped to bring about more tyranny. FEMA camps martial law and the unconstitutional executive orders that are in place that threaten the liberty of every citizen of the United States of America. In all of this, friends, you're being distracted by this coronavirus crisis. A majority in Congress just reauthorized the abuse of government surveillance powers of the unconstitutional Patriot Act. And all of this is being sold to the American people as to our care and our safety. Think with me, is it not the same government that acts in an unlawful manner at will outside of the American people's delegations? Now all of a sudden it's about people's care and safety. Give me a break. This is the same government, friends, that has in fact sanctioned the murder of over 60 million innocent babies in this country. This is the same government that has continuously attempted to mandate dangerous vaccinations. This is the same government that has been found to spray chemicals down upon the masses in populated areas without congressional oversight. They're called chemtrails. This is the same government that lies to you day in and day out, brought to you a hand in glove with the mainstream media's useful idiots. This is the same government that is guilty of alluring subversives into the United States of America. This is the same government that is attempting to disarm Americans in the face of the mainstream media's promulgation of a terroristic threat. This is the same government, friends, that is threatening you. When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock a boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Why is it, friends, that our forefathers, through the Declaration of Independence, taught us as to what it was that they would not put up with? Why is that documentation, that document, the Declaration of Independence, why is three-quarters of it our forefathers throwing off a tyranny from across the pond? Why is it that they taught us that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Could it be because that's what the Word of God teaches? Exactly. Daniel 3, right? Exodus 5, 1, right? I mean, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. Nowhere are you going to find in Scripture anywhere the Lord telling us to disobey Him in adherence to corruption within the halls of a system that counters His commands. Nowhere. You're not going to find it. 281-845-4704. Why is it that John Hancock, the guy that, you know, wrote so big concerning his signature on that documentation, the Declaration of Independence. Why did he make it so big? He wanted to make it so big that the said tyrant across the pond, he didn't have to put on his spectacles to read what it was and who it was that was responsible for resisting him in his tyrannical acts. Though our forefathers made every effort, every step of the way through the olive branch, they were trying to make peaceful amends. And that resolution never happened. Why is it that John Hancock said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual? Where does it tell us that we're supposed to submit outside of the hirelings in the pulpits in America today that are taking Romans 13 and turning it upside down? Can somebody please enlighten me? 281-845-4704. Why did John Hancock say continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with a proper sense of your dependency upon the Lord, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave? That's where your rights come from, the Lord, which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Why did our forefathers teach us that? Why didn't we hear Thomas Paine? You know, if you're watching me on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of that page, you'll see Thomas Paine, my little bobblehead here. He's the guy that wrote Common Sense, which his whole book was riddled with scripture, friends. And yet we're taught to believe by the revisionists of the day that he was a godless man, though he was the least religious forefather during that period. It's interesting because you'd look at his writings and say that he would be considered the most religious today. Of course. Of course. He's the one that wrote Common Sense. He was the one that had written the book Common Sense to basically admonish our forefathers to break off with that tyrant across the pond. He's the said individual that said this. This is what he said. Thomas Paine, the duty of a true patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws, is to protect his country from the corruption of his own government. And again, keep in mind, we are the government in this country. It's not they or them. No. If you're going to say they or them, it's really what you put up with concerning they and them. Because again, remember, going back to that document, the Declaration of Independence, those that serve we the people. Let me say that again. Those that serve we the people. Where do they derive their just powers? From we the people. So I got to revert back to the fact that I'm talking to the responsible party, because what I want to highlight today, friends, is it's interesting that everybody will talk about what they or them are doing without taking responsibility. So I have to teach everybody responsibility, because that's what real Christians do. They lay the fault to their own front door. They examine themselves. On top of that, they examine themselves to see whether they be in the faith or not, or they be reprobate. That means abandoned to their own sin. The ones that are abandoned to their own sin could care less. Those are the ones that are accusing them of what these people are allowing them to get away with. Read first Titus 1:16 when you get a moment. But when we take responsibility, what do? We see whether we be in the faith, because we're in that good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. So what we hear a lot is, out of chaos, they create the new world order. Because yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that J.D. Vance came out and said out of his own mouth, that's the whole agenda of this new administration. It's been the agenda of every preceding administration, friends. See, this happens because people don't want to listen to guys like me, punks like me, when they tell them there's over 1,100 other presidential candidates to pick from. You don't want to hear that. You want to stay in the game. You want to stay in the realm of what it is the useful idiots are going to inundate you with concerning your options. And it always comes down to the two, not realizing both those two options that are given to you are both players in this uniparty system, and they have both the same handlers, because that's why you keep getting the same results. If it wasn't true, how could it be that every preceding administration all the way up until this one has continued and continuously pushed forward to this new global initiative? And the only way that this initiative could have happened is by the people taking the bait over and over and over again. They tell you they're creating the chaos. When the chaos erupts, the American people cry out to those that created the chaos in hopes of getting the answers from the ones that actually created the chaos in the first place. That's the new order. That's how it works. That's what's been going on in this country far too long. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to get to it. But again, I just want to lay to your candor, why is it that our forefathers threw off what it is that so many in this country are putting up with? Now, I bet, and I can revert to the fact that I'll tell you, if they actually took the time to know the Word of God like we should all know, in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, which is premised on what? The Declaration of Independence. I'll tell you what, if we took the time to read those, we would understand exactly who's doing the lying here, friends. But friends, rest assured, this time they want you to believe that they're telling you the truth. And that, in essence, my friend, is the very reason that they believe they know how to lie better than most how to tell the truth. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, I'd love to have you. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I'm going to highlight a couple topics and then we're going to get to the main topic. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians, patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness. You know, when all these Epstein files were released, you know what? Maybe I'll show you that first. I don't know if you guys are seeing this or not. This is making its rounds right now. This is why I continuously question every single narrative the mainstream media continuously promulgates. Micah 6:16, because they are liars. Remember what happened in 2013? I covered that over the week with Barack Obama. He told you exactly what the government was doing. It was assuming authorities that were lawless by delegating authority unto themselves that the people never delegated to them to propagandize the American people. Now, when it goes back to the Epstein files and the death of Jeffrey Epstein, there is just, for those that don't pay attention to what's going on out there, there's a majority of the people that highly doubt Mr. Jeffrey Epstein ever died. As a matter of fact, insiders are saying that he never died. There's mob heads that were actually in that jail that are online saying, I was in that jail. There's no way that he would have died that way. There's no way that he's dead. And the reason I'm bringing that up, again, it's not to put more questions, but to be sound in the faith. I mean, I think if anybody actually believes that they're going to murder one of their own assets, I think you're sadly mistaken. And this is what's going around right now is a picture of Jeffrey Epstein and AI. You know what they're trying to sell us right now? You know, AI? You know, this is like the coolest thing since sliced bread. Again, there, and I'm talking about the corruption and corporations that are dictating your politicians are trying to tell you that AI is just flawless. It's beautiful. Though I can detect when it's AI and when it's not. It's not perfect. It is flawless. But I can tell you, on the other hand, there's a lot of stuff where you got to take a second take and say, oh my goodness, it really is that good, right? So there's pros and cons to this. But what's interesting is AI was asked the question concerning a man that was just seen in Tel Aviv with sunglasses on and a beard and a mustache, if this was the same guy as Jeffrey Epstein. And guess what it came back to? It says, are these two people the same persons, the one with the glasses on? And then it says, based on the images provided, yes, they appear to be the same person. The man with the long gray hair and beard crossing the street in the first photo matches the profile of Jeffrey Epstein. And that's where many people suspect that he is gone. Again, I'm just highlighting it, just laying out this information out there for the American people so they can understand why guys like me are questioning everything that we're being told. And again, I have to convince the 81% that say they don't believe the media that they need to question the media. That's how much hypocrisy is being played out in America today. It's really not funny. I know it isn't. But speaking of that, let's go over to obviously what's happening right now. There's a lot of damning information. I'm sorry, that hasn't been redacted by your government concerning what's going on with the Epstein files and the crimes that have been committed against children, both boys and girls, by these elites that think that they are above the law. As I did a show earlier this week, 5,000 times over, Donald Trump's name comes and appears on the Epstein files. No surprise there. I've also equated that to P. Diddy. If you see the correlation and this friendship between P. Diddy and Donald Trump, it all coincides. It all works perfectly, friends. So don't just go ahead and give a pass to P. Diddy, because P. Diddy was doing the same thing that Epstein was doing, just in a different genre. And I should say a different group of people, different demographic. And I'm talking about Hollywood here, right? And it's the politicians and Epstein, and it's also what they call musicians and movie stars. It's the same thing over here with the P. Diddy case. Well, it's not stopping there. And I'm going to just make clear just where I'm at, okay? So you all get it. This situation with Melissa Gilbert's husband, I just want to tell you what my thoughts are, okay? Melissa Gilbert's husband is being accused of sexually molesting two kids, okay? His name is Timothy Busfield. He's being accused. I strongly believe with everything in me that they're accusing him because he cut them off from a television program that they wanted to be a part of. And sure enough, the anointing delivers, 1 John 2:27, the anointing that abides in us teaches us all things. We need no man teach us anything because he gives us discernment, and praise God for it. But it's also interesting to note that the parents of these two accusers are also, they have a history of fraud. I don't believe Timothy Busfield committed the crimes that they're accusing him of. I just don't believe it. And it's always that gut feeling that we go with. And I'm saying gut feeling so people can equate and understand what I'm talking about here. But I'm telling you, friends, in my spirit, I don't believe he's guilty of it. I think they're trying to set him up for the fall, and I don't think he's guilty of it. Now, the rest of them, oh, yeah. Yeah, a majority of them, I can look at him and say, that guy's guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And I mean that literally. Okay, so now what's happening is Jay-Z is now coming out with sexual allegations and assault accusations. I just want to say this, and this is what people need to do. If you're going to be accused by somebody, you need to go after them. Let me say it again. You don't just sit back, play the victim, pay a lot of money for an attorney to lie for you. No, if you're not guilty of the crime, you go after your accusers, just like the Word of God tells us. And then if we find out, for example, what I'm saying with Timothy Busfield, if he's not guilty of the crime, what we need to do is ask for justice and judgment from the living God to fall upon the heads of those that accused us falsely, just like it tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19. And I have friends that have done that. And I'll tell you what, when you stand up and go after your accusers, it sets the record straight real quick. One of my friends happens to be Judge Roy Moore out of Alabama, who was accused of crimes. And he said, Bradley, he goes, I'm going after him. And he went after him and he won a $3.2 million lawsuit, only to find out that guess who was actually paying for the accusations, the women to accuse him, was none other than the head of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug, who was busted trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-laws, Ping Mei, barge ship from China. Yeah, that's who was doing it. And the women were found out to be false accusers. That's why he sued him for $3.2 million. You don't just run from that. No, friends. If people want to accuse you of something like that, you take it to them. Okay, we're not seeing any of that. Matter of fact, for all of you Trump worshipers out there, Acts 12:22, that are giving me thumbs down, why don't you just go ahead and give me a call and call me out in front of everybody concerning what I'm lying about? That number is 281-845-4704. Or is it that's what you're made out of? You're made out of the cowardice. You like to just bite onto my ankles, because the difference between me and you is I can prove the point. And furthermore, let me add a little to that, just to kind of grind it in and turn it a little bit concerning you worshipers, Acts 12:22, of the pedophile that's been named over 5,000 times. I want you to understand that if it wasn't true, what everybody's saying about Donald, why isn't he going after them for defamation like he does for everybody else? I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't want it to go into the public record. He doesn't want it to go into court. Because then the truth will be made known. These kids, these victims are coming out in great specificity, so you all know concerning the crimes, where they were, what time it was, what happened to them, who was responsible for doing it. It's not like they're just, and it's like, what do they have to gain? I mean, many of these kids have been stolen away from foster care. They've been stolen away from CPS and then trafficked by these agencies that you're taught to believe that are there for you, when in fact, they're the ones responsible for aiding and abetting the crimes that are being committed against those that need us the most. Not a good place to put yourself, Luke 17:2. So let me go over here concerning P. Diddy and what's coming out now. And I want you to check this out, because, friends, I knew it wasn't over. And see, the problem that we're having is no matter how many times these accusations come out, isn't it interesting? There's usually one or two that are thrown under the bus. But for the most part, those that are actually guilty of the crime, isn't it interesting how they just skate right by the American people? And I want to tell you why. It's because the American people let them get away with it.
13-year-old girl. More than 20 years ago,
14 years
tonight,
old.
Jay-Z vehemently denying the accusations and calling on the accuser to reveal her identity. Here's Lindsay Davis.
Tonight, rapper Jay-Z is firing back against allegations that he sexually assaulted a then 13-year-old with Sean Diddy Combs after the 2000 VMAs. The newly amended civil lawsuit, originally filed by a Jane Doe in October, now identifies Celebrity A as Jay-Z, whose legal name is Sean Carter, claiming that he and Diddy drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl at an after party,
and that a female celebrity stood by and watched as Combs and Carter took turns assaulting the minor.
Combs and Jay-Z, who were both 30 at the time, were in attendance at the award show that year. Combs has previously denied all allegations. And today, Jay-Z filed to dismiss the lawsuit, calling it a cynical and calculated campaign to force payment.
Yeah. I mean, folks, again, what it comes down to is those that have been busted lying, stealing, killing, raping, they want you to believe them this time. Does that line up with the fruit that you see them guilty of as to how they're assailing the American people? Exactly. How are they on pedophiles? How is the judges, how do they deal with those that are guilty of sexual assault? They're pretty soft on those crimes, aren't they? That should be very revealing to you,
friends. You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. Christian, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Okay, so I'm going to get down to business here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704. We got our friend Monk calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Monk. What say you, my friend?
Well, the first part of your show, you were talking about something I was researching, and this goes back to 1870 when the Romanovs were murdered by the Ashkenazi and other, Marx and Engels group, that communist and socialist group killed them. At one time, you only had to kill rich people, like Archduke Ferdinand and his wife, to get World War I started.
Now, the working man here in America has taken the place of the Romanovs and Archduke Ferdinand. They're trying to do away with everything Americans worked for.
Okay.
In World War II, you had the sink. 1912, you had the sinking of the Titanic. Everybody that was rich, they couldn't kill private bankers. They tricked them to get onto the Titanic. That's why you better not go down there and find that out.
Yep.
The central boiler was on fire.
Yep. Good for you, guy. Good for you. You know, when we have these kind of conversations, you know, 95% of the people that think they know what's going on, when we start to have these conversations, they're lost. But you're exactly right.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Dr. Stan Montes wrote about it in his book, Creature from Jackal Island.
Yep.
And that brings up right up to World War One. And then in World War Two, you had Prescott Hinckley Bush working with Hitler, a private banker here raising funds for the banker. And when Winston Churchill found out about that and they broke that little cabal up, they started the USO with that money. And 3 years after that, they made Prescott Hinckley Bush the CEO of the USO.
Yeah, the inner workings are second to none. And if people would just follow those spider webs, again, they would see the guilty party. I mean, I agree with you, guy.
George Bush was appointed to Reagan, and Prescott, then a Hinckley shot Reagan.
Yep.
And then put it together, people.
Oh, I know. And what's interesting, he was also intertied with George Bush Sr., and it's also interesting to note he's out free. Just imagine this guy, Monk. Just think about this. You can go and try to shoot your own president, and just in 15, 20 years, they're going to release you back onto the streets again like they did John Hinckley.
They're walking around now.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, people don't want to see that. They don't want you to put things together because then what that does is pops their little deceived bubble that they've created and that they've lived in for so long. But again, I'm just really happy to hear you guys are doing your due diligence. Good for you, guy.
Hey, but, the socialists and Marxists can't build wealth. They need the rich. They know they need the industrialization, but they don't need workers like us anymore.
Well, at least temporarily, and I think that's what they're up against. I just think about this. If socialists knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. What do they do when they don't have slaves to basically support them anymore? See, it's a self-inflicting system, friends. And it's a carnal system, and it's a fleshly system that brings a curse, Jeremiah 17:5. When we do it as unto the Lord, we expect the miraculous to come from the living God, who is the, here's the word, creator. And he's the one that creates and manifests answers in a spiritual manner. And that is the way that we all want to go. But why do people got to learn the hard way? That's the question I should have asked Monk more than anything. By the way, Monk, I did Stan Montes' show. Towards the end of his life, I did a first interview when I was in Florida. This is probably 12 years ago. And I just, how do I say it? I loved the guy. He was a sweetheart of a guy, both him and his wife, Barb. As a matter of fact, we were doing some events out in Sacramento area in California. And what I did is I called up Stan because Stan started asking me to cover his show all the time over at KHNC 1360 there in Johnstown. And I started doing a show for him quite a bit. And I just thought, you know what? This guy's a great guy. I want to meet him. I went out there. We had dinner and only to find out that he wasn't out of his house for, I believe it was 10 years until I pulled him out to have dinner with us. And then it was shortly thereafter, I think within a year, year and a half later, Stan passed away. But what a super, super cool guy. And I was glad that you'd brought him up as well in memory of who Stan was. Because, again, he was a great guy. I have pictures of us somewhere together. Maybe I'll just throw those up someday just to kind of put a smile on some of your faces that remember who Stan is. Now, listen, let's get over to this because this is where the rubber meets the road, okay? I believe I've shared with you that Alan Keyes, the guy that just spanked Barack Obama for the Senate seat in Illinois, 12, 13 years ago? I remember watching that, and I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm embarrassed for this sodomite Barack Obama. That's how smart, intellectual, on top of his game Alan Keyes was throughout that whole alleged debate. He was just giving the answers black and white. Well, I had a lot of respect for Alan Keyes, and one day I had heard a phone call come into the office, and it just happened to be Alan Keyes that was reading all of my articles. You can read them at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he had asked the one that answered the phone, my assistant, if he could have Bradley on his show. And so to put it in short order, friends, I ended up doing Alan Keyes' show, and I'll never forget it. And then it was shortly thereafter, Alan Keyes asked me to be his, you know, basically sit-in host when he was out of town, and I couldn't do that because we were gone so much. Why am I bringing up Alan Keyes? I'm bringing up Alan Keyes because Alan had asked me a question during one of those interviews where I was being interviewed on his show, former Ambassador Alan Keyes from Tennessee. I think he's from Maryland now. But with that, he had asked me the question, so what are your thoughts on what's going on with this pandemic, this pandemic, he called it, concerning the last one that the government served up to us? And I did a little due diligence before I'd actually did that. Unbeknownst to me, he was going to be answering the questions that I was studying. And there again shows you the Holy Ghost getting me ready for my time. That's why we must prepare, for our time will come. And that's exactly what happened. And I said to him, well, Alan, here's the deal. In the 1960s, we had Vietnam. We've seen what happened there. Kennedy was assassinated. He was just beginning to basically pull the troops out of Vietnam, a senseless war. And as he was pulling them out, 2 days later, he's dead. And what happens, Johnson comes in and reverses the order. The government, along with the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in 1961, January 17th, by none other than President Eisenhower, we completely ignored that. We allowed that war criminal Johnson to do what he did. And he incited that war, by the way, concerning Tonkin Bay. They incited the war, even trying to create a third world war under Johnson, with the fact that we were attacked concerning the USS Liberty by the IDF, the Zionists of the day, the ones that are selling to you today that they're the chosen of God. They are not. But with that, I had said to him, I said, well, we had the 1960s, we had Vietnam. We all know that that was a created war. That was a moneymaker. Remember what none other than the pedophile, Henry Kissinger, said, that, you know, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign pawn. I want you to think about that, friends. I want you to think about what he said. I want you to think about what Henry Kissinger said about all of our fallen, our boys, our uncles, our dads, our grandpas, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters. I want you to think about it next time they start talking about inciting another war unconstitutionally with another country the way that they are right now. Henry Kissinger said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Maybe that explains why we have 737 bases on over 142 countries. What is it, 19 countries to go? I mean, again, friends, can somebody show me the thumbs down, especially those that are giving me a thumbs down right now? Please show me in the Constitution where your said representatives can just go ahead and ride right over the top of Congress, which is our representatives, by telling our boys that we better go fight an unconstitutional war so they can dominate more of the world. I can't find that. As a matter of fact, friends, let me tell you this. If you want the wars to end, send the politicians, them first, their kids first. Because once they go, then we'll know it's a righteous thing, just like when our forefathers fought wars. It was them that went. They didn't ask anybody else to go in their place. They didn't tell somebody to take their kids and do for them what they were not willing to first do for themselves in the country. No. Politicians want war? Let me just give it to you, friends. Let them go. Let them go first. And there's much talk about it right now. And isn't it interesting about war? You know who talks much about war? Those that have never been there. But they want your kids to go. They want to steal away your kids. Read Amos 4. It's a sign of judgment upon a nation. The Lord said he allowed those things to return the people back unto himself. But he said they still didn't come back to me. They still didn't return unto me. Do yourself a favor. If there's another war they want to cast into your minds concerning how you got to go attack another country, friend, so they can steal their oil away like they did in Iraq, or they want to go ahead and steal their drugs and transport them through somebody else through a power exchange, then folks, let them do it. Let them do it, because without you, guess what? They can't do it. There it is. Are you a conscientious objector? I am to corrupt politicians, aren't you? I said I am to corrupt politicians, aren't you? Again, if they want a war, let them go. So, going back to my point, created crisis. We had Vietnam in the 1960s, I told Alan Keyes, concerning what I thought about the current pandemic, the current crisis that was created again at Jeremiah 11:9. I said, well, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s. That was all created. We had AIDS, which is man-made. Just ask Fauci. We had the war in Lebanon, which was created. Grenada, Libya in the 1980s. Of course, they didn't go fight the wars. No, they just capitalized from the war. Again, ask Henry Kissinger. I'm going to come back. I got one segment to go, and I'm going to knock this down, folks. I'm going to knock it down. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Uh, 281-845-4704. Okay, you guys ready for a quick download here? Alan Keyes asked me the question what I thought about the current crisis. 1960s, we had Vietnam. We had the energy crisis in the 1970s. AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s. the war in Panama, which was a shift of power, drug control, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnia War, illegal drug wars, and the 1990s. By the way, in the 1990s, Bill Clinton, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. George Bush, along with Bill Clinton and Barry Seal, who was murdered by them once it was going to come out because Barry was going to tell the world what was going on. They were the biggest drug dealers ever in this country, coming out of Mena, Arkansas. That's a fact. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Again, we have in the 2000s, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, where we stole how many resources from the Iraqi people. Mr. Halliburton, now who is in hell where he belongs, made $34.5 billion after stealing their oil. You just seen the current administration do the same thing concerning Venezuela. You have the Syrian war. You have the Y2K. Remember how the media pushed that to push a frenzy on the American people? Nothing ever happened. 2001, it was anthrax. It was going to kill us. This is how I answered Alan Keyes, by the way. In 2002, we had West Nile virus. That was going to kill us. We better get behind the government. We better rally behind their method, when in fact they're the ones creating the crisis. And the pill in the jam is what they put there as the resolve to the crisis that they created. In 2003, we had SARS is going to kill us. 2005, bird flu was going to kill us. Remember all this, friends? Remember E. coli? That was going to kill us in 2006. In 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. It's always something, okay? 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. Yep, and that comes through the hirelings in the pulpit. Rather than to occupy their teaching heretical doctrines that were created back in the 1800s by John Darby, raptured from responsibility, not going to happen. 2013, North Korea was going to cause World War III. 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. 2016, Zika virus was going to kill us. 2020, the coronavirus was going to kill us. Do you remember all of this? See, the ones telling you the truth today are the ones responsible for creating all of these false flags. Did you hear what I said? In 1957, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, he said, our government, this is what he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always. Always there has been, said General MacArthur, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up. That's the hissings of the Lord, by the way, if we did not blindly rally behind them. Hey, folks. Congressman Jim McDermott said after September 11th, by the way, 3:30 in the morning, they passed the Patriot Act, which was up on the shelf, waiting to be implemented when they got the crisis that they needed through so they could implement it. It should be called an act of tyranny because it undermines the Constitution. Look who's been under attack since September 11th. Nobody's been under attack more so than the American people. But he said after September 11th, he said, Congressman Jim McDermott said, he said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Yeah, yeah. Here, folks, answering his question, talking about Alan Keyes. Do you guys all remember such words as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantines, coronavirus, for your family's safety, swab the inside of your mouth with a Q-tip, blood tests, high fever, respiratory stress, tracking and treating? Viruses come from China. Chloroquine, sound familiar to you today, friends? Yeah. Did you know that for 20 years prior to the coronavirus crisis that they created, did you know that that was all being peppered through television programs and movies made to basically indoctrinate the people so when it took place, they were going to respond accordingly? So over and over again, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, the mainstream media kept pushing this narrative. They kept pushing that same narrative. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment, okay? Did you know all these names and expressions are from a television program from back in 2003 called The Dead Zone? You heard me right, 2003. There's plenty of videos, plenty of movies, plenty of series where they already were peppering the people for the next virus. By the way, for those that didn't know, 10 years prior to the coronavirus that they created, did you know that they tried pushing that crisis on the people 10 years prior to the ones that they got away with it? Did you know that the people 10 years prior to the ones that they actually convinced was a real scare, a real virus? Did you know that they rejected it? They laughed it off? See, they had to wait for the people to be sensitized. They had to wait for the people to be indoctrinated enough, dumbed down enough to actually accept it. They couldn't do the same thing 10 years prior to the ones that they got away with it 10 years later. Okay? Again, you have to think about this and how it's happening. There's movies out there that were called Contagion. Nothing spreads like fear, Contagion. Guess what it was about, friends? The coronavirus. That was in 2011. Celeste Salome said that, who worked with FEMA for over 20 years, she said that that whole pandemic was the United Nations playbook since August of 2015, which is being implemented today by guess who? The father of the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. Guess who implemented that, friends? The ones that the said conservatives and professed hypocrites are worshiping today. Who claims that he saved millions of lives when in fact over 30 million people are now dead. Bill Gates himself even came out in 2015 and said, if we do a really good job through vaccinations, we can lower the world, we can lower the world's population. I'm not making this up. 2017 videos have been played. I used to play them all the time during that whole pandemic. Fauci forecasted the virus in 2017. Then here comes Donald Trump, set the people up. He's going to make America great again. What does he do? He attacks the people right before he leaves office. Then they blame Joe Biden for everything that Donald Trump implemented. And it's exactly what they did. Isn't it also interesting to note that Fauci still has not been charged, yet people all day long, speaking of which, I just posted one the other day, and I want you to see it for yourself on social media platforms. If you can't, I'll spell it out for you on social media platforms for my affiliates. Here's another girl right here, beautiful little kid. Lily Howells, a teenage schoolgirl, was laughing and joking in her bedroom with her family when she suddenly collapsed and died without warning. Bill Gates is yet to be charged. His name's all over the Epstein files, by the way. All those that were responsible for the pandemic, guess what they're doing? They're conditioning you for the next one. But again, friends, I want you to know, and the administration wants you to know, and all these agencies, these unconstitutional agencies, they want you to know they're telling you the truth this time. They want you to know they're telling you the truth this time. Concerning all of those that I highlighted, do you want to just go ahead and throw the wind, throw the truth in the wind and take them for face value? And yet these are the people that are lying to you over and over again. Bill Gates said the world has a 6.8 billion population that's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, that means murdering babies to them, reproductive health services, we can lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. You want to know why it's going to happen again, friends? Because you still haven't listened to the Lord. You don't love him enough to obey him. If you don't bring forth judgment, you're not going to know peace. You know, the other thing, it was also interesting after this pandemic, answering the question to Alan Keyes, it was also interesting to note that some reason or another, this repeat criminal, Bill Gates, he just mysteriously became a representative that nobody voted for. He mysteriously became an expert on vaccines. Could it be because he invested into those vaccinations? Exactly. See how money talks? See how your said politicians have played the Judas to you, America? Do you not understand this? Do you not hear this? Do you not hear the Lord's pleadings in all of this? That this is going to continue unless we return unto the Lord. Oh, by the way, wanted to tell you too, Bill Gates, his patent, did you know what it was called? Cross-check everything I'm telling you. You know what it was called? It was called Luciferin. To our affiliates, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 to 3 tomorrow, Central Standard. Again, love you by what we do. And if you want to join us, we're going to go on for a little bit here on sonsoflibertymedia.com before it's news.com. Again, we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, guys, we're off now. If you want to call in, you can. If you feel like you didn't want to be on the radio and feel like a fool for calling me out for something I'm lying about, you can go ahead and do that now. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I see the phone calls. Just hold up with me, please. I was just highlighting the fact that Bill Gates even named his new patent during the last created plandemic. That's called a conspiracy. It's not a theory. I'm sure a lot of people realize it's not a theory now, right? Remember, it was a theory before they started seeing family members fall away? Yeah. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. They realized what it was all about when they started to, as a matter of fact, what started going in their ears is, wait a second, I remember hearing that guy say that this was a conspiracy, but we were told by the media it was a theory. You know, a lot of the people that were in the media telling you it was a theory, do you know that they're not here anymore? Because they took it for face value from the politicians that they're trying to protect. How did that work out for them? This isn't a game, people. But hey, this game also, this isn't a game, also applies to the bad guys. It's not a game. It's forever. Okay? Bill Gates named his vaccine patent Luciferin. I can give you the patent number right now. And yet, he's sitting at the table with the said president of the United States of America just 2 months ago. Did you know that the DOJ is not seeking to basically charge any of those that were responsible for the last conspiracy? Oh, I wanted to let you know, too, for those that didn't know, J.D. Vance, who's changed his name several times, again, cross-check me, prove me wrong. He changed his name several times. He was a pharmaceutical investor before he mysteriously became the vice president of the United States of America. Hey, friends, it's a created crisis. That's a conspiracy. Isn't it interesting how quickly they had the answer to this virus that just came out of nowhere once they seen the people complied by wearing a mask? By the way, the people that wore the mask, you thought by wearing the mask, by complying with them, that it was just going to go away. No, what you did is you just added more time to all of that, because what you don't realize is you added strength to tyranny to continuously do it, because they had seen people would comply with what they couldn't prove. Fauci hasn't been charged yet, people. When they lost their narrative, talking about how I answered Alan Keyes on his show, did you know what they had to do? Is Yale University attempted to manipulate people into taking the vaccines. So did many politicians across the country. Once they lost the narrative, they started to freak out and they started to offer money and tickets to the city, like as if to suggest our rights come from our said representatives. That's completely backwards, people. Isn't it also interesting that, for example, what I'm talking about right now, I can go into a local drugstore, or I can go into a Walmart right now. If it was really about my health, isn't it interesting that if someone gets cancer, how it costs, what, $250,000 to go through the whole process? Wait, if it's about our health, then why isn't chemotherapy free? I'm just curious. I'm just going to play stupid with these people. And I'd also further have you take a look at the fact that those that are still in the medical industry, if they're not calling it out for what it is, and I've got plenty of friends that will tell you that are RNs or are nurses, that those doctors that remain all the well know what's going on. They were incentivized to do what they did. That's a whole nother topic. But these are the people, again, hey, folks, these people creating the chaos, the way that they're going to do it again and again and again, until the people round them up and throw some ropes over the top of their heads and hang them for treason and mass murder and for the crimes that they've committed against us, they're going to do it again. They're definitely going to do it again. People don't think that, do they? Well, you know what? You're right. They're willing to give us and they call it a free vaccine. Hey, Americans, all those that are watching and listening to me right now, did they pay for those vaccines or did they steal our money to pay for those vaccines so that their pharmaceutical buddies could make a little kickback? This whole system of corruption runs on your dime. It runs on your dime. You're paying for all of it. Again, if it's about our health, I'm just kind of curious to know why people have to put their homes up for sale to pay off their medical bills. That home, when that person passed on, that inheritance should have gone to their kids. But what we see is these bureaucracies create these issues, and then they steal away money. And again, where's that Hippocratic Oath? What happened to that? I'm curious. Whatever happened to that? You know, again, it's not about health. I mean, hey, go into a store. I just had a friend on the, I'll just stop there. I had a friend that you all know. He's nationally known, who was just in the hospital a week and a half ago. And he told me, he goes, Bradley, when I walked in there, he told me I had to text them because when I went in there, he was having a heart attack. He was short of breath, and they told him to go sit down in the chair and wait. He was in the emergency room. Oh, I've experienced this. I've seen people go through this. He said, Bradley, if I didn't text him and tell me to get in there right away, he goes, I would have died. This isn't about life. They're incentivized to take life, people. They're incentivized to take life. That's what's going on. We have been self-inflicting ourselves for a long, long time in this country. Why? Because we're at war with God. America refuses to repent for her sins. So judgment goes forth, and in the process of that, they're designed in stages, Luke 26, cross-check what I'm telling you, to bring people to godly repentance. And if they refuse to repent, they're going to wish they did when they had the time to do it. Did you know that Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood? 80 million babies dead because the American people drank in the Kool-Aid when the government said you could go ahead and murder your own baby. I mean, blame your act that the Lord told you not to commit concerning fornication or adultery. Yeah, you've been taught by a corrupt system of government to go ahead and attack the fruit of what you were warned not to do by the living God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. You do what the Lord told you not to do, you get impregnated, and then the government says, hey, go kill your baby, go murder your baby. And little did you know, they're making money off that. That's called blood money. And for those that didn't know concerning abortion, you do realize that Planned Parenthood's objective is to get each girl in school without parental consent to go ahead and murder 2 to 3 babies. Bill Gates, the daddy of Planned Parenthood, was on the board. I mean, folks, I could go on. I could go on and I could go on. It's an mRNA, it's an experimental jab, it's a bioweapon. They even went so far to get you to believe it was actually a vaccine. It's not a vaccine, and it's irreversible. We had Dr. Tenpenny on, and she said, Bradley, if people take it, you're not going to be able to undo it. Look at the statistics. Now, what I'm going on to do is, and I'm just going to bring it here, okay, just for the sake of time, and saving my voice. How many times do these people need to lie to you before you figure it out that they're lying to you? Not once in a while. They throw in their poison every time you consume their propaganda narrative. How many people need to die? I see on a daily basis, almost on a daily basis, a man that lost his little boy to the said vaccinations. I've seen a couple of them now that I'm thinking about it, where they're so broken that every single day they're demanding justice, and the American people have already forgotten about the last pandemic. And that's why you can rest assured that there's another one on its way. I'm going to go ahead and take Chris from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, you're in great form today, as always. So I, as you were talking about war, and you were talking about the pandemic, I coined this.
You're a little. Hang on a second, Chris. Hang on a second, Chris. You're a little muffled. Yes. Can you talk more into the microphone?
Okay, let me.
There you go.
Let me do this. I'm on Bluetooth, but let me transition over to phone.
That's better.
Okay. Fine. Hopefully, this is even better. So I made this observation during the scandemic. When the politicians want us to go to war, they say that liberty is so precious that sometimes we have to sacrifice our lives in order to preserve it. But when it came to the scandemic, listen to this, it was the exact opposite, that our lives are so precious that sometimes we have to sacrifice liberty in order to preserve it. So which one is it, guys? I guess it depends on the manufactured crisis that they want us to bow our knee to, right? Do you understand? Let me say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
Okay, so when they want us to go to the war, they say that liberty is so precious, sometimes we have to sacrifice our lives in order to preserve it. But when it came to this pandemic, they said that our lives are so precious that sometimes we have to sacrifice our liberties in order to preserve it. You see, it's just the opposite.
Okay. I'm thinking about, Chris, is what Ben Franklin said, and what he said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Yeah, he should have gone even further and said, they will neither get liberty or safety.
That's right.
And that,
agreed.
That goes into a scripture,
yep.
I read. I can't cite the verse, but the chapter is Revelation 21. And the Lord gives a list of all the people that are going to hell. And the very first on the list, guess who it is? It's not the murderers.
Yep.
It's not the idolaters. It's not the adulterers. It's the fearful.
That's right.
It's the fearful. They're on the very top of that list. We have a lot of ecclesiastical authorities who are keeping their mouths shut during the greatest time of crisis. And it's ironic because they're afraid of losing their 501c3 status, which means they would have to pay 21% corporate tax. But they think that's more important than speaking truth to power and warning the people of this great judgment, the great sword of justice, of God's justice that hangs over our head. And in a republic, and I'll make this one more point and I'll get off the phone line. In a republic, what the politicians do are a direct reflection of what those who voted them into office.
That's
they
right.
wouldn't be able to do what they do if it wasn't for the people who voted them into office. And I'll leave my comments at that, Bradley.
I totally agree with you. Yep, absolutely, Chris. I totally agree with what you said, your assessment. And the fact of the matter is, again, and I don't, you know what bothers me about it is instead of getting mad at the people that promised to do what they're not doing today, they get mad at the guy that points out the fact that they're not obeying the law, nor are they fulfilling the promises that they sold to the people that are now getting mad at me for doing so. I mean, is there any winning? No. Hey, if the guy that you voted for isn't doing what he said he was going to do according to law, and I want to say this too, make clear this, they're not a government unto themselves. People, it's not like they can just be the government they want to be because they're in now. No. And that's what people have been led to believe. They're there to uphold the law. And if they don't uphold the law, say it their oath. If they don't uphold the law, then you should be the first one to hold their feet to the fire to do what they promised that they would do. See, but what we see in America today is this syndrome with their favorite politicians that when their politicians don't do what they said they were going to do, they just give them a pass. They say, well, they're just human. See, what they're doing is they're equating the standard, not the law. They're equating the standard now to themselves. And instead of making reference to the Constitution that exposes the hypocrisy of the politician that they now voted in, what do? They lower the standard, because what comes into play next? Well, if they don't do what they said they were going to do, they just give it a pass. And then if they just blatantly violate the law, instead of correcting their politician that swore to uphold the law that didn't do it, they correct themselves and they subjugate themselves to the politician rather than obedience to God. That's why America is in trouble today. Now, America is beyond being in trouble today. You are America. I thought about it earlier. About an hour and a half ago, I was thinking about, man, I mean, it does not get any clearer than what's going on in this country right now. And it's going on because of something DJ Kennedy told me about 13, 14 years ago. He said, Bradley, he goes, you got 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in the face of corruption, and yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. Oh, my goodness. And guess what's funny about it? And I shouldn't say funny, but what the irony here is that the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Why? Because he said, he will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The Lord is bearing witness to the truth in the face of all of these hypocrites. That's what's happening. Judgment is in America. That's why the Church of America has become a reproach. It is not the Church of Jesus Christ. It was something that I said the other day, because people were talking about Jelly Belly, this said artist who's coming out talking about Jesus. No, what they're doing, friends, is they're making light of it. They're mocking Christianity. By how? Look what they're promoting. A bunch of Satanists, a bunch of men dressing as women. They're doing satanic ritual on the stage, and then they get up and talk about Jesus. It was like Christina Aguilera and none other than Britney Spears taking off all of their clothes for the world to see, and then getting up, receiving their awards for selling their souls, and then having the audacity to thank Jesus Christ for the awards. That's not Christianity. That's mockery. Hey, folks, the profession of Christ by those in the mainstream media, politicians, entertainment, and even a majority of those that are in the churches today, their version of Christianity, just listen carefully, does not line up with the Jesus of the Bible. It's a different gospel. It's the one that has brought a curse upon this nation. Galatians 1:8, read it. Read your Bible. A majority of people are not going to heaven, though they've deceived themselves into believing so. A majority of people are going to hell. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He said, few be there that find it. Guess what that means? It means few. That's what it means. It means few. We got John calling in from the southernmost part of the United States of America. Hey, by the way, John, are you in Florida?
Hello, darling.
Hey, are you in Florida, John?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be in Pensacola next week. You coming out to see us?
That's a long way from me, brother.
Okay, so are you on the other end of the state?
I'm at the southernmost point.
Okay, yeah. So you're the southernmost point in the state of Florida, but I'm going to fly 2,000 miles to come see you. Come on, John. I'm not guilting you into this guy, but you should show up, right?
Okay, you put me on the spot here, but I was trying to put you on the spot. You got me. Can I say what I was going to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, about 15, 16 years ago, I heard this song called Better Beware.
Yep.
From this band called Junkyard Prophet.
Yep.
Long time, same time I was listening to 20 Pound Sledge,
yep.
You know, Divine Battery and all of that. But, you know, you have been trying to tell people they better beware for a long time. And then at the same time, you're telling them to remember me.
Yes.
Which is the Lord.
That's
right?
Awesome. Can I show you something? Since we're
Go
having
ahead,
this
buddy.
Open conversation, that was actually being played on national radio. And in the process.
Oh, wow. I just saw it on YouTube.
Yep.
You know, a long time ago.
Yep.
You know?
And so can I just be transparent with you? Because you brought up a good point here, and it's another facet of the ministry that I want to share with the people. And I think people need to see it. But that is, Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. So when we would do music, those lyrics, if you listen to those lyrics, they are uncompromised. They are unadulterated. That is pure gospel.
Exactly.
Yep, and yeah. We've been doing that. That's the band that we had brought into public schools across the country. Matter of fact, I did Key West High School all the way down to the state of Minnesota, or should I say up to Minnesota. And So I'm pulling this up right now, but I do want to show people, since you brought that up, John, and thank you for doing that, but I don't bring that up a lot because people say, well, you're trying to play the rock star. I'm really not trying to play the rock star. I'm just trying to facilitate the gifts.
It's giving a message with your music. I mean, there's no way that in any shape or form anybody should think that, you know, you're trying to play the rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, that's up in Taylor, Michigan.
Okay, I'm still scrolling. Yeah, I am. And I'm still scrolling here looking for this, but I'm going to pull this up for you, John. I got another caller. Totally appreciate you, guy. I really do. But I want to pull this up because here, since he brought it up, let me just, this is my rock and roll days. This is right before I got saved. And John brought up the fact that you were doing the band thing. This was the end of the 90s. That was before I got saved. This is me on tour. We were touring right behind a band called Pantera during that particular time. And I want to just kind of give you a little taste of what we were doing in high school assemblies. And this was one in part of the bands that we were using during that particular time. And I'm still scrolling here, and I'm trying to figure out what happened to that band because I know it was here. Because I just seen it not too long ago, but I just want to show you what it was like in a public school when we were doing the band. Here, I just found it, and I just want to kind of show you just a little bit of it since it's been brought up here, okay? This is a public school. This is what we do is basically play music, and we would win the kids with the music. And the reason we did that is because we wanted to win the respect. But if you listen to the lyrics, they're uncompromised. This is one of the bands that we used. It was Junkyard Prophet. And a lot of these songs were being played on national radio. And again, we haven't brought this up because it's just one of those things, I guess, I just haven't taken the time to do because I don't want to bring attention to myself. But there's very few times that we've done schools where the anointing... I don't think there was a time where the anointing didn't drop heavy, where we were having church in those schools, friends. This school right here, that's just the front. There could be 3,000 kids in the assembly. There could be 300 kids in the assembly. But it just shows you how the kids responded to the music, and they loved the music. And again, we got actually second best unsigned band nationwide after playing out once to a band called POD. And then we got about 5 label offers that we never went with. But see, you can see for yourself how the kids loved it and how the mainstream media basically tried to pour water on the fire. And it's like, no. And we've done this 365 times. We got a couple more events coming up next month. But again, it just shows you how the kids respond. And it's a Christian band. And to suggest that they weren't, you know... Look at this. Here, I want to give you a little idea how they responded. Here, I want to go ahead and... Got the whole school responding, folks. And then I was playing drums, for those that didn't know. Okay, so this was the one that was on national radio. So anyways, folks, you guys got a little bit of taste of that, and now you know a little bit more about me. And the reason we don't do that, just again, so you all know, is I don't take the time to highlight that stuff for the very purpose that I'm trying not to draw attention to myself. It's just one of the gifts that we've always used. And outside of the fact that I was the drummer, I was also in part a part-time bus driver on our tour bus. And I would drive for hours and hours. And on in between, I would study because I also had to get up and speak for 2 to 3 hours every time I did a high school assembly. If you haven't seen the front of the page, again, John brought this up, and I just thought this would be a prime opportunity to kind of give you an idea of the full package here. Not only do we do national radio in 160 cities, but we also, if you look up here, you can see kind of an idea of the amounts of people we reached across the country. That's just the school in Clarksville, Tennessee that you're seeing right now. What an opportunity. And I want to tell you how that happened to the praise of God. King David talked about how we talk of the wonderful works of God. I want to tell you how that worked. Little did I know that the Lord was bringing me out to bring me back in. And the greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man, take him out, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation. It's exactly what the Lord did with this ministry. And it's also interesting that if you look in Psalm 2:8, you'll also find that it says, by the Holy Ghost inspiring the prayer through King David, give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. And it's exactly what I did. And isn't it interesting that he's the author and the finisher of that faith? He also allowed me to receive the end of my faith, even the salvation of my souls, to actually see it. What am I saying? What I'm saying, friends, is he answers prayers. And when he says that he'll answer exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, you better bet your bottom dollar he does just that. But you're not going to find the life of the Spirit until you come to the end of your own sinful lifestyle. Wanted to highlight that really quick. We got Todd waiting up there with us. Todd from California, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, thank you so much for taking my call. I'll give you a little story on how to confront these senators and governors and House of Reps. Now, they have a propensity to love to just go to the colleges and spew their garbage. So I was up at Calvary Chapel Bible College when it was up in Blue Jay, California, and a senator came from Orange County. Now, I just got out of the Marine Corps. I've been out for a little bit. And remember all back in the time that if you wrote a bad check in the military, you were thrown in prison, literally, the brig.
Okay.
And at that time, we had senators and governors bouncing checks by the dozens to the high moon.
Yep.
And not one of them went to prison or jail
for
their fiduciary and proprietaries. Everybody remembers that. Now, this guy comes to the campus and starts spewing all this rhetoric. And I just felt like in the spirit of the Lord, he said, you're going to confront this guy and tell him that he is a liar. Because that's what I did. I said, there's no way you can stand in front of this Bible college and spew this and say these things to these students when you guys are bouncing checks to the moon, yet if you're in the military, you're going to prison. I call that a three-tier system. I confronted them on it. And get a load of this. That guy never ran again.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
Now, I say to people, when you have a situation where you're able to say something of truth and exact the toll on the liar through God's word, I say do it. Don't stand around and let them get away with it.
Exactly.
Because if you have the ability to say something at that moment, remember, God said you're going to be before kings and queens, right?
Amen. Yep.
So I consider that a principality that I was speaking to. Because remember, if you're not of God, you're ruled by a demon and you're ruled by a principality. Go to Book of Daniel's and Daniel praying unto the Lord and Gabriel coming 30 days later because he couldn't come because of him battling the Prince of Persia. Now, we have these thrones or seats, as the Bible has described, all over the place. And it's our job to pray over those and have those thrones taken. That's in Revelation. I can't think of the verse right now, but that's in Revelation where we go take those thrones and confront the evil, okay? I don't let my own boys get away with lying to me. Why in the world would I allow senators and governors and House of Representatives to do unto the same to me? So if we have one disposition in our own house where we have rule of law unto the words Lord, the Lord of the words of the Lord, then shouldn't we be able to speak to the improprieties of our current state and situation of our government, whether it be local? Okay, town hall meetings are a great place to go and speak. Okay, I've done it before, and I've spoken about the three-tier system. I mean, and Long Beach is a perfect example of that. You remember that gang guy that just went out and asked all 40-something gangs to come out and fight ICE? What a great idea. Not good.
Yep.
Stupid move.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
But this is how we confront them. And even on YouTube, you can say stuff that is like, hey, I don't believe what you're doing is right, Senator so-and-so, Governor so-and-so. Start a YouTube. Start saying these things. Start saying it on Rumble.
Okay, cool. I want to talk to you, Todd, for a minute.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, I want to talk to you.
You're not the only one saying this.
Oh,
And I agree
I'm
with
glad.
You. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you that the confrontation is now. We are at Ezra Nehemiah time. You have your sword and shield and spear, and you're on the battlement fixing the walls, because that's what's happened to the church and to the United States. We have broken walls. We have so much, what do you call it, evil in the land, okay? And there are so many ways you can draw it out, because the Lord knew exactly how to do it. He even knew how to ask them their name, and so should we. What is your name? Legion, okay? How many people walk unto the Lord that I believe that we should be able to talk that way? What is your name? Who rules you?
Yeah.
Say that to a governor or senator
someday. Okay, okay, point taken. Got it, Todd. Okay, cool. Dude, you really need to get your own show, because you got the gift of gab here. But I do want to talk to you on a personal level, just a side note, because we're off the radio right now. Did you go to Pendleton? Is that where you were at? Or Paris Island?
I was at MCRD San Diego, then I went to Camp Pendleton.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Japan.
Okay, Todd, I have, my friend is actually the chaplain over there. He just recently retired. He was also the sergeant of police in Escondido. And I know that he's now training up Navy SEALs in that particular area. So are you still in the southern part? Are you in Orange County still, or are you in a different part of the state?
No, I'm in Long Beach. That's Los Angeles County.
Okay, got it. Cool. Well, that's good to know. You got my respect, and I just want to tell you thank you first and foremost for your service, and I appreciate every single time you call in, Todd. It would be good. Why don't we start working at doing some events out there in California?
I would like that. I'm at a point in my life. I'm 62. I did 40-plus years of mixed martial arts. I'm at a place where I do need prayer for healing.
Okay.
I'll put that out there to you.
Okay.
And I would like to do something because it's time.
Okay.
There's
a
lot of young people that are loose here in Long Beach.
Amen.
And they have, listen, can I say this to you? I have young men in their 20s and 30s coming to me that have no father. And they've come into me, and they're saying, would you be my mentor, please?
Yep.
And I'm like, Lord, this is like you just dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah.
And now I have what the Lord calls ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
Because I've always felt it starts with the family first, then the neighborhood. And if you build reputable truth in what you are about yourself, then others will see that.
Amen.
And they'll want what you have.
Yes.
And that's how I'm going about it.
Amen. Okay, so just hold up with me now, Todd. Okay, number one, It's Matthew 10:18, where we're going to be brought forth between governors and kings as a testimony against them. In the book of Daniel, you're talking about chapter 9, and you're also talking about Michael the archangel. And then you brought up the idea of the fact that you needed healing. The Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Father, I just thank you in Jesus' holy name that your giftings, and you are who you are because you have not changed, Hebrews 13:8. I thank you for healing those that have a need of healing, and I thank you for your anointing, Father God, to be poured out upon these people and healing their bodies from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And I thank you in particular, Father, with Todd here. I just thank you for sanctifying him unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for his salvation. I thank you for giving him the mind of Christ, on top of the fact, Father God, that you heal his body for your purposes. The Bible says when John the Baptist asked the question, are you him or does there come another? You told the disciples of John while he was in prison, Jesus, my Lord, your Lord, said back to him, go tell John the things that which you have seen and heard. And what was it? That blind eyes are open, that deaf ears are open, that the lame walk, that all manner of sickness and disease is healed in Jesus' name. Again, the lepers are cleansed, even going so far that he's the resurrection and the life. That means he'll blow us out of the grave, and hopefully we're a partaker of that while we're here on this earth before we get into the kingdom of God in heaven in Jesus' name. So Lord, I again just thank you for the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and I thank you for the healing, Father God, and your anointing, and that you break the yoke of bondage over those that need healing even now, and that you're glorified in all things at all times in all places in Jesus' holy name. I just thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for taking the time. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, check out the store, check out our schedule. Also consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Folks, I got to hold on to my voice. I got Florida coming up next week, and I got to hold up. I got 2 hours of radio tomorrow. We're flying Sunday, and then we got next week of events. So with that, I will be talking at you soon. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. And again, go check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. If you'd like to be a part of what's going on in the ministry, hey, folks, let's do it. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We got some high schools coming up next in the next 2 weeks. We got events coming up in Florida next week. We'll be in the Midwest after that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Todd, give us a call. Let's set something up for Florida or California. We got other friends out there as well we can join together with and do some events. Also, I wanted to talk to our friend Chris from Utah. Still haven't heard back from you. I know that we reached out. You wanted to contribute, and you also wanted to do an event. Do stay on top of the game. It's going to be a warfare in the process, but the people are worth it. And again, I want you to remember before I let you go that Jesus came to give us a life more abundantly. Remember, you find that life when you lose it, because it's more blessed than it is to receive, to give. And I'm talking about giving your life away to the people. And just like what Todd said, that is exactly my heart right there. People are coming to me and saying, hey, listen, will you be? Remember, whatever it is that you're asking the Lord to be for you, he's raising you up to be that for other people. Amen. We'll talk to you soon. Actually, 1 to 3 tomorrow. Love you by what we do, First John.